The anti-war events started last night and continue through tomorrow in about 20 Wisconsin cities. Hundreds of other communities around the U.S. have similar protests planned. George Martin of Peace Action Wisconsin is a co-chair of a national peace coalition. He says President Obama's recent promise to bring some troops back from Iraq does not go far enough.
As long as we're there, our men and women continue to be targets. And so there's going to be continual bloodshed, and not only that, but also in terms of the ills that the Iraqi people have been going through. And what the Iraqi people tell us is that when the Americans leave, they can deal with each other and move ahead to stability.
Martin also doesn't care for the idea of some U.S. troops being shifted from Iraq to Afghanistan.
And whether or not that's a good war, you know, it's our position that our troops should all come home from both Iraq and Afghanistan. And that's why we're gathering across the country.
Martin says some of this weekend's protests will focus on redirecting military spending to job creation efforts in the U.S. Speaking of jobs, the military says recruitment is up in part of Wisconsin this year as more people try to get a paycheck during the recession. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.